Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Wound up like a top in the Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios for you today. Good heavens to Betsy. What a day. Chris Christie just endorsed Donald Trump today. What do you make of that? So much to talk about, so little time. The New York Times calling for licensing and registration, having already called for confiscation. Kansas, we're going to go there in just a couple of moments. Could have told you yesterday what was going to happen with that. Oh, in fact, I did tell you that the left would be fundraising off of that, didn't I? But we know a lot more today than we did yesterday about the mass killer in Kansas. Yes, we do. Interesting stuff. Bob Owens from BearingArms.com is going to join me in just a minute. But boy, we're wound up. I just did a half hour on 9:40 a.m. in Lima, Ohio. And we just tore it up. We just tore it up. Had a call come in from a gentleman named John, who was very familiar with his learned how to shoot years ago. I guess it was his grandpa or his father, who was very involved, he said, with CCRKBA, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and SAF, Second Amendment Foundation, and the National Rifle Association. So it's good to see the free people in Ohio taking note and fighting for their liberties by getting off their duffs, which is what you need to do, too. So, boy, we had an hour. I got all wound up on that hour up there in Lima, Ohio. I had a great time. I was WCIT, I believe it is, 9:40 a.m. Let's go right to Bob Owens. Bob Owens at BearingArms.com. Bob, oh, man, what do you make of Christie endorsing Trump today, my friend? Sean, have we got him there? Can't hear him? Okay. Well, we'll go back to him there in just a second. But, yeah, okay, well, we'll see if we can find him. Try that one more time, Sean. Bob, can you hear me? Bob can probably hear me. We just can't hear him. Happens from time to time. You know, the system. What do we think? We got him? Okay, Sean will be working on that. Bob, hold on to the line there. We'll get you, or maybe we'll have to call you back. In the meantime, let me go over to Kansas, because this is what I want to talk with you about. Spend a fair amount of time today on the broadcast talking to you about this while we work on getting that phone line fixed. Kansas. I knew I was going to get an email exploiting what happened in Kansas. I told you yesterday that was going to happen. And let me see. Where is it? Here we go. Second shooting rampage in less than a week leaves 4 dead, 14 injured in Kansas, plus a conversation with a smart gun pioneer. Gunman kills 4, injures 14 before dying in a police shootout at small town Kansas factory. And, well, that was from the Trace. Oh, wait, Shannon Watts sent it out, too. Shannon Watts, here she is. Urgent message. For decades, the NRA bought politicians, pushed their extremist agenda, and spread their lies unchallenged. Until you and I showed up, Mark. She knows me. She knows me. Says now they're getting nervous, and there's the proof. On March 1st, the NRA will raise their membership fees. Yeah, they think it's all because of them that the NRA is petrified. And then what do? Will you accept the NRA's challenge and pitch in $25 or more before the March 1st deadline? Referring to last night, another shooting spree devastated an American community. I would submit to you that it wasn't a shooting spree that devastated another American community, but it was an 8-time convicted felon. It was an 8-time convicted felon who devastated a community. Let's try. I think we've got that phone line fixed. Bob, can you hear me okay? Bob Owens?
I hear you just fine.
There we are. How you doing today, my friend?
A little stressed out about this whole thing. It's kind of a mess, isn't it?
Well, you know, Let's start with this. I started leading the fan base out there in the direction of Kansas. And yeah, I'm not really sure. Well, I am really kind of sure, because I'm kind of wound up over a previous interview I just did a little while ago. Let me start with this. First off, what do you think about the Trump endorsement by Chris Christie? Good heavens.
I believe that was the Chris Christie endorsement of himself for Attorney General in a Trump administration.
Bingo. Bingo. I think you're 100% on the money with that. I do not think it was Vice President. You have a lot of people out there thinking that. Now, I think we're looking at Attorney General. That's what Christie wants. But you're going to start seeing things falling like dominoes now, particularly after Tuesday, coming up on Super Tuesday, when Georgia and another dozen states, the SEC primary, they call it whatever they want. It's Super Tuesday. So yeah, I think you're spot on.
Yeah, I think it's going to be real interesting to see what Carson and Kasich are going to do after this. Neither of them really has any business being in the race anymore. I think they're running for cabinet positions, or in the case of Kasich, maybe a veep slot. They simply are not drawn. They have no chance of winning. It's what can they get out of this at this point?
Yeah, you're right. There's a slight possibility that Kasich may. Now, he'll stay in until Ohio. I think he's going to stay in until his state votes. And he's got the funds to do it at this point. But here's the thing. I don't know that he truly believes he's going to win Ohio. Trump is up in every poll. He's destroying Marco Rubio in Florida. He's up on right now, depending on what poll. I think the Quinnipiac poll has him up at least in single digits over Cruz in Texas. He's up in double digits, 16 to 18 points over Rubio in Florida. This is an absolute embarrassment. What you're seeing Rubio do to Trump today on the heels of the debate yesterday is something, frankly, Rubio should have been doing months ago. But it's a day late and a dollar short. I think Trump is going to run away with this nomination. I really do. I don't. And again, this is not an endorsement. I'm not endorsing anybody. I'm just discussing with you what I'm seeing happen. And I think with the polling that we're seeing, and has, even the media is out today, Bob, saying that, admitting that they were wrong about Trump. What are your thoughts on the whole thing? And let's give us a big picture.
Yeah. Well, as somebody who narrowly focuses on the Second Amendment, nothing terrifies me more than having Donald Trump as the Republican frontrunner, and here's why. Today, he has a very robust pro-Second Amendment, I'm all for guns, yay, yay, well, whatever. The real Donald Trump endorsed gun bans and waiting periods and more extensive background checks and is even anti-hunting. It was only after he decided to run as a Republican, which he only decided to do after flopping parties five times since 1987, that he came up with these positions. He is by far the worst Republican in the race when it comes to Second Amendment rights. And the thought of him running terrifies me. The only thing that terrifies me worse is the very distinct possibility that if he gets the nomination, his unfavorables are so high among so many groups that Hillary is going to crush him. He has the worst polls of anybody running against Hillary.
Your take on that, we can go both sides of the spectrum. I hear the same thing that you're saying from a number of folks in our camp, and I also hear exactly the opposite. And just to play devil's advocate on the opposite side of that, I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm not really sure yet. I'm not as frightened of Donald Trump as you are right now. And that's really about all I can say at this stage of the game, because I'm not ready to endorse anybody right now, and I'm really not ready to go either way on anybody. I will say this. Any of the three at the top, or for that matter, if you want to throw Kasich and Carson in there, are going to be better than Hillary Clinton in my book. So from a Second Amendment standpoint, I know who is, I would support, as far as Second Amendment only, no doubt in my mind that Cruz would be the strongest Second Amendment supporter of the group. But I think the Second Amendment
without
is safe
a doubt
with all five of them. To what extent remains to be seen. But I do not have that fear of Donald Trump. And I can only tell you right now that it's just a gut feeling. And I can't really base it on anything because we don't have a lot of history there with Donald Trump. So it remains to be seen. We will see more of this unfold between now and the end of March. By March 15th, you're going to know what's happening. I think the dominoes will have fallen by March 15th. Do you agree with that? Of course, that being after the Florida primary.
I believe that's going to give us a very strong indication of what's going to happen. Of course, this is politics. anything is possible. We could end up with a broker convention.
You're right.
If Rubio or Cruz suddenly start pulling it out and Trump self-destructs. And you had mentioned earlier everybody had been kind of taking it easy on Trump and not really swinging at him, and they all thought that Trump, being the bombastic person that he is, he would finally say something that just everybody would find repulsive. But, I mean, he has said straight up, I could shoot somebody in the middle of Fifth Avenue and his supporters would follow him.
He's tapped into something, Bob. He's tapped into something. Hey, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue the discussion with the great Bob Owens, editor at BearingArms.com. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 4guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's oneof4guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You may or may not have seen this. I'll pull this off the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms site. Clinton needs remedial course on Constitution. I love this. I'm a board member of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, the CCRKBA, founded by Alan Gottlieb, in conjunction over there, working in conjunction together with, separate, but working together with the Second Amendment Foundation. This out of Bellevue, Washington. Hillary Rodham Clinton needs a remedial course on U.S. history because she can't tell the difference between the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. Clinton, in an interview with television personality Steve Harvey, you know who Steve Harvey is, right? He's the guy that screwed up the Miss Universe and took it away from that gorgeous Miss Columbia in the middle of the ceremony. Unbelievable. And then he does that dopey, what is it, Family Feud show. I don't know where this guy came from. Anyway, that aired on Wednesday. She erroneously declared, quote, there's a constitutional right for people to own guns, but there's also a constitutional right is the operative word, to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But that's not really true, noted CCRKBA Chairman Alan Gottlieb. Clinton had it right, according to Alan, on the Second Amendment. But she's embarrassingly wrong about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those unalienable rights are mentioned in the Declaration of Independence, but they are not enshrined or enumerated in the Constitution. Gottlieb said this gaffe was painful, considering that Hillary Clinton is a former attorney, former first lady, former U.S. senator, and former Secretary of State. Bob Owens, I would bet you money, and of course I don't have anything to base this on, that woman hasn't looked at a copy of the U.S. Constitution in years.
Last time she did anything with the Constitution, it was using it to soup up somebody's blood that she got killed. This woman is incompetent. The only thing she is good at is crony capitalism. She is the closest thing to Arkansas mob family royalty as you could come across. Clinton is a train wreck. And yeah, I don't think she knows the first thing about the Constitution or the Bill of Rights other than the fact that both of them are an impediment to the way she would like to see the world run to benefit her.
I got to be honest with you, Bob. I got to be honest with you. She's more than likely, if she remains unindicted, she will have the Democrat nomination. I don't think this country will ever see her as president. It's tough making political predictions. I don't know. There's just something about it. I think America's on to her. Something strange is happening this year. The anger on the heels of the 2014 midterms and the lies, quite frankly, that the Republican establishment has told its supporters and conservative wing of their voting bloc is coming back to haunt them. And America is experiencing a wildly, what's the word I'm looking for? Just a wild sea change, I think, Bob, is the way to say it, being frank about it, quite frank. And I don't see Hillary Clinton as president. I think America is on to her, and I think we're seeing some big change. Hence the success of Bernie Sanders, for crying out loud, and the fact that she's moved farther left than he is to try to secure that wing of the party. But I digress. I do it every day on this show. I have no choice. Hey, Bob, let's go to Kansas. You wrote an incredible piece today about what happened. Tell us what happened in Kansas.
Well, we're still piecing things together. It's only been about 24 hours since the shooting started. What we do know is that a ex-con who had a record in both Florida and Kansas and is a prohibited person and cannot legally acquire firearms, nonetheless got his hand on a AKM, a semi-auto version of the AK-47, and what appears to be a Glock 17 pistol, posted these on Facebook, and nobody seemed to notice, even though he's a felon with a gun. And then yesterday he was served with an order of protection from a girlfriend that he apparently abused. He then, and at 90 minutes later, went on a shooting spree. It started outside and ended up inside his place of work. And three people were killed, 14 injured, 10 seriously. But thankfully, the AK is not the high-powered rifle the media always makes it out to be. And that 7.62 by 39, 124 grain bullet is very stable and makes ice pick like wounds. So of all the people shot, most of them are expected to pull through.
So he wasn't, that assault weapon wasn't spraying fire like Bloomberg would tell us.
No, I mean, yeah, I'm sure he was shooting it as fast as he could manage, but it's not a machine gun. And the bullets for the AKM are, the 7.62 by 39 bullets are very, very stable and are very survivable with decent medical care. And that is why, you know, he did manage to kill three people, but he also shot 14 more, and yet it looks like all of them are expected to survive because they were able, you know, as long as it doesn't hit your heart or your central nervous system, you're generally going to survive a wound from an AK, and that appears to be the case here.
All right, it's sad and unfortunate that those injured people are going to have to deal with that, no doubt, long-term care. And here's where I want to go with this. All of this leads to one thing. This man was a convicted felon. This man was prohibited. There is not any law that he didn't break. He violated the terms of his probation, no doubt. He violated every law, every federal and state law there is, as a convicted felon, a multiple-time convicted felon. So, Bob, what level of gun control will the left and Barack Obama now push in the wake of this, or can they? Because that's what this gets down to.
I don't think they've got the muscle. They would absolutely love to use this to push for bans on, you know,
assault
semi-automatic rifles, semi-automatic pistols, anything and everything, because they want to ban it all.
Well, they like to call these semi-automatic rifles assault weapons, and they're not.
No, an assault weapon is a made-up political term created by Josh Sugarman of the Violence Policy Center in 1986. It means absolutely nothing. It means basically they're black and they're scary, run away. That's what it boils down to. What we're going to end up seeing is very little movement on this, but what is interesting is a very good firearms instructor of mine who is a championship shooter, a tough street cop in South Central LA, posted to Facebook this morning, and he's asked the question I think all of us need to ask. He asked, I wonder how, you know, he's very proud of his fellow officer, the police chief in that town, who ran in there against a guy with a rifle, with a pistol, and put him down. But he had to ask, how many lives could have been saved if that company did not have an anti-gun policy, if it was not a gun-free zone?
We're getting ready to take a break, and I know we usually only have you for about a half hour. Can you stay through the break for a couple more minutes into the next segment?
Unfortunately, I have
that's okay.
With a young lady on the bus.
You go do that. That's more important. We'll talk to you next week. Armed American Radio continues the Daily Defense right after this. We'll analyze that previous conversation.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Back in these Armed American Radio Crossbreed studios. Sorry about that. Back in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster studios for you. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. What a crazy day this has been. More information flying back and forth, more content. Can't wait for this weekend's monster broadcast on Sunday. Going to have a great guest lineup for you. It's going to be a busy day. Going to be a busy day. I'll be attending the NASCAR race in Atlanta and then hightailing it back as fast as I can, which will be fun to do after watching NASCARs zip around the track all day to the Crossbreed Holster Studios so that we can we have enough time. You know, so we didn't have to tape any portion of the show in advance, which is great. So we'll be able to do that live as always, doing Freedom's work, filling your prescription for freedom. And with a huge lineup, Alan Gottlieb is going to be here before he heads up to CPAC, which quite frankly is where I should be going. I'm sorry that I'm not going. To those of you who are listening, we're expecting me there. I do apologize. We'll do that next year for sure. But the content's just coming at us faster than we can take it. I predicted to you yesterday that the enemies of freedom were going to be fundraising off of what happened in Kansas before they knew anything about it. Their emails were already written. What time did I get mine this morning? I don't know. I guess we could take a look for it. It came in mid to late morning. So they wasted absolutely no time. Let me tell you what let me throw a disclaimer out, too, about Bob Owens. First, I want to thank him for jumping on the program. Very short notice to talk about this. These guys are great giving us our time. These are very busy people, and they do tremendous work keeping us informed about these things with their contacts all over the country, in many cases around the world, quite honestly. But I don't want anybody to think that when Bob was talking about ballistics of the firearm, that somehow the conversation was, oh, it's okay to be shot. Oh, thank goodness they were shot by the SKM, and that's not what we were talking about, what Bob was referring to. He's a ballistics guy. He understands the ballistics and the physics of a firearm in those particular models and those calibers. And what he was saying was basically, thank God that it wasn't something worse. It could have been an awful lot worse than it was, and those were survivable wounds, thankfully. It wasn't something greater. No one, of course, deserves to be shot going to work by a lunatic and a madman. Now, that brings me to this. Before I'll go to Breitbart's AWR's column in just a second. When we left the conversation with Bob Owens, we were talking with you, or you just heard the beginnings of the conversation, of the plant in Kansas where this occurred, the XL company, I believe it was, being a gun-free zone. What do you think of that? Another gun-free zone. Do you happen to know anything about Kansas law? If you listen to this radio program, you know that Kansas has some of America's best gun laws. Kansas is a free state. Kansas is constitutional carry. Kansas is a free state. Open carry, concealed carry, no begging the government. Kansas is a very safe state. So why is it that this plant was gun-free? A police officer with a firearm had to run into and risk his life. And thank God for the men and women in blue who go towards the sound of the gunfire, not away from it, unless they're Mexican cops afraid of the cartel or on the dole. But this man went in there with a firearm, with a pistol, as Bob reminded us, and took on an individual with a rifle and won. Imagine, as Bob reminded us before the break, how many lives could have been saved if someone else in that plant were armed before the police officer got there. How many lives could have been saved? Of course, we'll never know the answer to that, but here's what we do know. Too many died, and no one was in that facility to change the odds of that occurring. Now, what I'm about to tell you is a bold statement, but that facility and its owners should be legally liable. They should be sued. There should be laws on the books, and there are legislatures around the country that are, in fact, working on these laws, to see to it that if you disarm me, you are responsible for my security. If something happens to me while I've been disarmed by you, you are legally liable, criminally and civilly. In today's day and age, in a state like Kansas, it is unconscionable that none of those employees were allowed to defend themselves at that facility on the premises because it's company policy. I know you don't want to defy company policy. I know everybody needs their job. I have a unique job. I'm armed on my job. When I go to my corporate office and meet with my peeps, firearms are welcome. The staff is armed. And it is unconscionable in today's day and age, in a state like Kansas, a free state, that those employees were disarmed by their corporation. Yet again, another gun-free zone. Don't think the madman who we will not name, the Kansas killer, 8-time convicted felon, barred from all gun ownership, a man suffering from 100% gun control. We saw how effective that was, didn't we? Yet again, violated every federal and state law to commit the murders that he committed. What could have happened if someone in that plant had been armed? Again, I defer to a comment from my good friend, Susanna Hupp, who was inside the Luby's cafeteria in 1991 when madman George Chouinard crashed his truck into the windows when she was dining with a friend of hers and her parents at a booth or at a table. George Chouinard exited the vehicle after crashing through the windows and the walls and systematically killed 23 people, including her parents. And when asked about that on a television broadcast, her and I did together on Fox News, the Stossel Show to be exact, when her and I were on the same panel with one Nikki Gosar, John Stossel asked her, what would have happened had you had been armed? And her response was, I don't know. But I know it would have changed the odds. Here's a real simple analogy to you liberal boneheads. This much I can promise you. If you never play the lottery, I can guarantee you're never going to win it. And while the odds might be somewhat low, depending on which lottery you play, if in fact you play, your odds are far better than if you don't. I don't care whether you like that statement or not, it's a fact. This company should be liable, and I hope someone sues them. A felon with convictions in Florida and elsewhere was on probation with a series of convictions in Florida, including burglaries. The gun ban, according to A.W.R. Hawkins, was impotent in stopping him from killing three and wounding numerous others. Armed with a rifle and a pistol. Authorities say they believe he never fired the pistol. There's nobody there to stop him. Until what? A good guy with a gun showed up. Oh, but it was a cop! Oh, it was a cop! Nobody else could have stopped him. The other guy was a cop. Only cops can stop bad guys. You go on living in fairy dust, farting unicorn la-la land all day long, if that's the way you want to think about it. But a good guy with a gun, yet again, stopped a bad guy with a gun in a gun-free zone. I know you value your job, but in today's day and age, you've got questions to ask yourself. What do you value more? I'll tell you what, if I worked there, I'd have been armed. Concealed means concealed. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues. Back right after this. What a shame. What an absolute shame.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman, are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process, so now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion. Please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Back in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you. Man, oh man, oh man. I can't believe this week is coming to a close already. Let me get you over to USCCA on air real quick. The Gun of the Day giveaway is a great gun. This is an EMP. It's a Springfield Armory 1911 EMP. About $1,199 MSRP. You dopey liberals, that means manufacturer suggested retail price. All you have to do is activate a USCCA membership today for your shot, pun intended, to win today's gun. And three chances. As I keep telling you, these are nicer than the guns of day. I got to tell you, to win a Pendleton gun safe, an $8,000 safe. This thing is just the coolest thing in the world. I want one. I want one. I want one. 7 hours, 11 minutes, and 28 seconds from the sound of my voice right now to head over to USCCA On Air and check this thing out. It is, it's, all you have to do is activate one of three memberships to the USCCA. Just join the organization. Listen, if you carry a gun, if you're even considering carrying a gun for your self-defense, you need the defense that backs you up in the need you ever have in the situation that you might ever find yourself in if, in fact, you have to fire that weapon in defense of your life. You're going to want somebody there behind you, and the USCCA has got your back. Boy, oh boy. I don't even know. It's just one of those things I can't wrap my head around. Why wouldn't you want to protect yourself when that type of product is available to you? I know people, and I we're going to have a few folks on the air who are darn glad this service existed. That much I can promise you. In the not too distant future. Listen, I pulled a firearm on an individual back in 2000, two individuals, in fact, and thank God I didn't have to pull the trigger. But I got to tell you, this product didn't exist then. And I'm glad today it does, because I carry my firearm with me everywhere I go. So consider it, please, USCCA On Air. Also, make sure to check out ConcealedCarryExpo.com, April 29th through May 1st. I'll see you there, as will Sheriff Clark and a whole bunch of other people, Tim Schmidt, and all the great folks over at the USCCA who will be there for the second annual Concealed Carry Expo. Over 70 vendors, Concealed Carry Fashion Show. Yeah, that's really cool. I emcee that event. That's a lot of fun. We did it last year. It was a huge success. and we're looking forward to doing it this time, this year, in Atlanta at the Georgia International Convention Center right by the airport. So come on out and check it out. If you live anywhere in the Southeast, it's drivable to you, and anywhere else, you can fly direct into Atlanta. You know it. Now, let me tell you something. I got an email today. Actually came in last night, about 11:19. I didn't see it until this morning. But I want you to hear this. Mark, I'll try to keep this brief just in case you want to use on air. Feel free to obfuscate if you wish. In response to the emailer on 223 or 224 who was talking about millennials within the reach of the Armed American Radio Nation, let me give you the quick look at how people like me think. I do not attempt to speak for those millennials who are broken and feeling the burn. I am 26, and I've been listening since I started carrying at 22. I've been hungry for knowledge and insight since I started to carry and have been devouring the news, tips, and information that you and your guests have brought to the table so that I can be my best and be able to go home at the end of every day. God forbid, should somebody try to deprive me of my pursuit. He's referring, of course, to life, liberty, and happiness. I knew that carrying was a turning point, and I wanted to be as well-informed as possible before I decided to give myself that power. Granted, not all of the people my age tend to do that. But each group has their own bad apples, and I'll be the first to acknowledge that my generation has become entitled with no basis for merit. But I digress, he says with a smiley face. I love that. Growing up in the information age, I have had the opportunity to research all sides of an issue from the comfort of my own computer, not only seeking out the rhetoric, but listening and reading of the firsthand accounts. I have a picture that sums up my feelings on this adequately. It says, in the age of information, ignorance is a choice. That has become my mantra in many facets of my life, be it work tasks, family life, finances, exercise, etc. Why should I stumble and bumble over age-old questions when I have the expanse of up-to-date human knowledge at my fingertips? I work hard for my living, hardly ever putting in less than 40 hours a week, even though I'm certain I'm being paid less than the effort that I put up. But a guy's got to make ends meet. I've been fired before for half-truthed reasons. I've been hired because I knew a guy. But I've never thought that anyone owed me just because I was breathing. I was raised with an allowance of $5 a week, only if I finished my chores to mom's satisfaction. Until I got my own job at 15, to which my mom drove me for the months that I didn't have my driver's license. Remember those days? Part of the reason I got the job that I have now, an assistant plant manager, is that I went to college. I put in about 5.5 years for my degree, which taught me a lot. Not just information of the major's field, music, but also about human interaction. And education is not just numbers and graphs, or in my case, scales and key signatures. It's experiences like an unexpected breakup or a cry for help from a friend. It's being tasked with learning to take care of yourself and finding out who you want to take care of. It's coming back to the dorm and realizing that your roommate hasn't taken the trash out again. The life experiences I had and the friends that I made in my early 20s were the direct result of being in the college environment, and I am better off because of it. But Mark, do you or your listeners owe me the $26,000 of debt that I accrued during those years? I know that you don't. My life and my debt have nothing to do with you and your money. I made my choices, and I will always have to pay for them, good or bad. I may not be making a big dent in my debt, but I'm also not expecting to have 5.5 years of free living from taxpayers. Believe me, I pay taxes, and it's bad enough without having to fund the next generation's life experiences. I am rambling too much for an on-air read, but if you can, at least tell your listeners that we are few, but we are proud, the millennials who still believe in work ethics and personal responsibility. Keep tearing it and them up out there, Mark. I can't wait for those second and third daily defense hours. So, Andrew Wheeler, I want to thank you for that email. That was encouraging. It was uplifting, almost to the point of being spiritual. There are a lot of people out there older than you, 40-plus, as we heard from the email I read earlier this week, who felt that based on what we see on the news all day, every day, that we're actually losing a generation. And I remain positive, and I informed that letter writer, we're not losing a generation. You're teaching them. I'm teaching them. And millions of others are teaching them. Want to know how many others are teaching them? Watch the primary process on the Republican side. Those people are teaching their children and their children's children. The news media doesn't tell us these things because the news media wants us dumb, misinformed, and quite frankly, I'll just use the word, stupid. We've discussed it together here on the program before. Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and the rest of the socialists depend on a significant and certain level of stupidity in order to enact their agenda, which is a gun-grabbing agenda. They work in conjunction with the mainstream media, who works side by side with them to see to it that you don't have what you need to make strong and informed decisions. Now you see the millennials do think. They are out there, and you can be encouraged. Andrew, thank you for that email. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you on the Monster Broadcast Sunday. Don't go away.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.